When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Now here's pride of Bent River, Ontario, Smiley Bates.
I walked in to a honky tonk the other night down in New Orleans.
Breath, you whispered, we have everlasting love, and I'll come back to be with you as a little Snow White dove.
The bottle, please let go of me. Or I lose my
morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Whitlaw. For the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in for a 3-hour celebration to life and the career of none other than Smiley Bates, truly the pride of Bent River, Ontario. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The clock strike 12, the hour the night spots die. More lonely hours are yet to chime. A while I sit, little boy said, Daddy, Mommy's left us all alone. I'll go get the toolbox, you can fix our broken home.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlaw. Coming to you like we do every week via the Whitlaw Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. It can also be heard via historic airwaves at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Ontario, Canada. And we can also be heard over our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com in the Durham County and throughout the greater Toronto area. As well as being heard over our YouTube channel now at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I would like to share that this weekend I will be celebrating the memories and the music of none other than a true country music pioneer of Canada, Smiley Bates, who was born Harvey Edgar Bates on October 16, 1937 in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. He would go on to record well over 40 albums, including several that would go gold in Canada. However, I think the saddest fact in the career that spanned over 47 years is the fact that Smiley Bates has yet to be inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, another name whose legacy and music contribution has sadly gone overlooked by the peers and music industry. With that all mentioned, Smiley did sadly pass away at the age of 59 years young on January 8th, 1997. However, his name and his music still lives on for all of us diehard traditional country music fans, especially here in Canada. I'd like to open up today's program, as we usually do, with the old-time classic by the Family Brown called Pioneers, and then we'll follow with an all-time favorite that Smiley recorded many years ago called The Golden Guitar. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Tommy sang about a traveling man. Sang of the sun's low.
We'll throw that old strawberry road.
Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range.
They rode high on the winds of change.
They carved their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor.
And we'll remember
Islanders left a legacy.
Like Papa Joe's, some are gone,
but their tradition still lives on.
So when folks worry about country's roots
and where the new generation's headed to,
I play the singing ranger's song.
You know that one about moving on.
Is our tribute artist of this week, none other than the pride of Bent River, Ontario, Smiley Bates.
I walked in to a honky-tonk the other night down in New Orleans. Up above the bar hung a big guitar like none I'd ever seen. The neck was set with diamonds, and although the strings were old, like kings of sound, they wound around six keys of solid gold. A man stepped up beside me. His breath was strong with wine. He said, "That guitar once belonged to a real close pal of mine. He used to play it right here. I forget the year, about 45, I think. I could tell you quite a story, pal, if you'd care to buy me a drink." Well possessed by every weakness that makes a man a fool, I bought a round, he drank it down, then he leaned back on his stool. He said, "I remember now. It was 45, all right. He just returned from the Great War. That's where he lost his sight. His buddies gave him that guitar. At the time, it was simple and plain. He added the gold and the diamonds as he played his way to fame. He was doing a show in Shreveport on the night that he received the call to come up here on the Grand Ole Opry, the greatest show of all. I was driving him to Nashville. It was cold and misting rain. The signals flashed and the whistles blew. I swear, mister, I never saw that train. I heard the doctor tell him, just after he'd used his knife, "You're lucky, son, it was only your arm. Could have been your life." But he died that night. Life just demanded more than he could give. I think he could have made it. He just lost his will to live. But this world's loss is heaven's gain. For tonight, he's still a star. He plays with a band of angels. That's my son's golden guitar.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. If you're just joining us now, we are celebrating the music and the career of none other than Smiley Bates, the great pride of Bent River, Ontario. And as we send out some special dedications to open up today's program, I'd like to send out some special dedications here, first of all, to Mama Dawn. For her today will be a classic by Smiley Bates called "They're All Going Home But One." Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepfather and a great friend of mine, Big Daddy Al. For him today will be a song by the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song called "The Sasquatch Song." And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a song going out to my good friend, Willie Lapointe, who we call the Mayor of Verona, Ontario. It'll be a song by none other than Big Al Trainer, who we'll have on the show later in the program. But it's going to be a version of a song that he did of Smiley Bates called "The Parson's Last Sermon." With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There were five of us boys in the family. We told our dear mama goodbye and left our little home down in Georgia, our luck in the city to try. We agreed to go back there and see her when 2 years had passed away. She told us that she would be waiting, that 2 years is over today. They're all going home to mama tonight. They're all going home but one. And mama will be oh so happy tonight and proud of each fortunate son. But one of her boys will be missing. There's one that she'll fail to see. They're all going home to mama tonight. They're all going home but me. Tonight it's so dark here in prison. I sit gazing out through the bars and thinking of mom in Georgia. I can still see her face in the stars. The rest were all steadfast and loyal. Not one tear what they cause her to shed. But I was the one who disgraced her. A criminal, better off dead. They're all going home to mama tonight.
me. One day at midnight, the sun was so bright, the moon had no light, but I could see this big old Sasquatch said he was top-notch at playing hopscotch way up in a tree. So I bet my wristwatch that big old Sasquatch could never play hopscotch way up in a tree. Now there's a Sasquatch up in a tree crotch. He's got my wristwatch and he's laughing at me. I told the Mounties throughout the counties to put some bounties all over BC and stop that Sasquatch from playing hopscotch till he gives my wristwatch right back to me. Then Corporal Savern, he found a tavern in an empty cavern where the sun don't shine, and he found a Sasquatch drinking blue blotch, wearing a wristwatch looking just like mine. So he asked the Sasquatch where he got the wristwatch, and that big old Sasquatch, he began to lie. Said he got the wristwatch while playing hopscotch up in a tree crotch with a stupid old guy. So the Mountie told him he could never hold him. He'd have to scold him for doing no harm. So they played some hopscotch until the Sasquatch had the Mountie's wristwatch on his other arm. Now all the Mounties throughout the counties, they're placing bounties all over the land. And that big old Sasquatch, he won't feel top-notch when they get their Sasquatch like they get their man. 'Cause if that Sasquatch keeps playing hopscotch, there won't be a wristwatch for miles around. 'Cause he'll play hopscotch till he gets your wristwatch up in that tree crotch, and he'll never come down. So don't play hopscotch near any old tree crotch until that old watch-stealing, big-feeling, hopscotching Sasquatch is found.
In front of the altar in an old-fashioned church, the parson was standing in tears. He was losing the one thing he cherished in life, where he worshipped each day through the years. In church one Sunday morning, a congregation had just sat down. The old parson rang the church bells, that old familiar sound. Then he turned around, his head bowed down, and he spoke. His voice was calm. Then he opened up the holy book, and he read the 23rd Psalm. While standing before his pulpit, that was faded, old but stern, behind him on the altar, 6 candles lightly burned. He said, "This sermon I will preach is one of a different kind. It'll touch the hearts of many, bring a lot of things to mind. The county council tells us there's a new road leading out of our town. They need this sacred land of ours. Our little chapel will be taken down." In a kind of a smile, he paused a while. Not a sound was made to hear. Then he raised his hands as on he read, but his eyes were filled with tears. I baptized God's children that came from far and near, and buried many loved ones the Lord has taken through the years. There's also many people in our little church right now that have joined their hands in matrimony and have taken their wedding vows. The women held their meetings here where social work was done, like sending goods to foreign lands to help the crippled ones. I tried each day to show the way, a path men should trod, and maybe someday up above be rewarded there by God. Now friends, this sermon will be my last, my retirement age is near. I've spread the word of God best I could for almost 40 years. I'm sure the Lord will understand our little country town and why the county council had to take our chapel down.
Listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Keep it right here.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. The valley we have always called our beloved second home here at the Woodlock Ranch. With that mentioned, let's begin with sending out some special dedications to some beloved radio listeners. First of all, it's going to be for my good friends who are just like family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chabisky, in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it will be a classic by the legendary man we call Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie. And for Mac, it's going to be one of his old-time classics called My Renfrew County Home. We then follow with a song from my radio friends and mentors, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. Just a reminder about Vic's classic country show over CJHR Valley Heritage every Sunday evening, 7 to 10. For them today, it'll be Ted Daigle and Hank Rivers, Henri LaRivière, and a song called The Girl from Saskatoon. And then we'll wrap up this Ottawa Valley High Late this morning with a song going out to my good buddy in Brockville, Ontario, Tom Wilson. Now, I have been looking for some music of the legendary Mike O'Reilly, bluegrass pioneer of the Ottawa Valley, and my good friend Tom Wilson set me up with some of Mike's music. So we're going to play a song off a project called Cody. With that mentioned, I would like to play a song off this project called Judd Burroughs and send it out to Tom today. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Share River winds its way down from the hills and across two valley fields of grain and corn. Through the little town of Renfrew, not far from Eganville, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams, my memory goes back to where the Bonshire flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. No, I was raised beside the river in a little log homestead that my great-grandparents built in simple mold. I can still recall the river with the blue skies overhead and the trail they call the Umpiyama Road. My Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams, my memory goes
back to where the bulk chair flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. Maple trees are turning red, and go wandering down that country road along the river shore, and visit with the folks on my homestead. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night of morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Berkshire flows, in my Renfrew County.
Found eternal spring with the girl in Saskatoon.
I left the little town just south of Hudson's Bay. I couldn't find a thing to make around her want to stay. I fought the wind across the barren waste of the crystal moon, going for to marry the girl in Saskatoon.
The girl in Saskatoon.
I'm glad I realized that no one could take her place. My heart was beaten for her like weather beat my face. But knowing that I'd see her made my spirit bright as June. I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
South and west I'm following the cold December sun. I bedded down in the Caracana, my daily trek was done. Up and pressing onwards by the light of the morning moon. Prodigal returning to the girl in Saskatoon.
A prodigal returning to the girl in Saskatoon.
Then I found a trail that had packed beneath the snow. I made the final miles where the prairie lilies grow. A steeple on a church flooded by the prairie moon. I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
My journey was forgotten when I held her in my arms. My wanderlust was startled by possession of her charms. Kneeling neath the steeple where we couldn't wait till June, I found eternal spring with a girl from Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring with the girl in Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring with a girl from Saskatoon.
I found eternal spring.
He took me in one rainy day and raised me like a son. I won't forget till my dying day what old Jedburgh's done.
No one knew where he come from, no one cared except me. Old Jedburgh's was a funny old man, but he meant all the world to me.
People laugh when he'd walk by. Funny old man, they said. He wouldn't say nothing, just a big old smile and gently nod his head.
No one knew where he come from, no one cared except me. Old Jed Bruce was a funny old man, but he meant all the world to me.
He never spoke his whole life through. I never heard a word. He could make his fiddle talk like something you've never heard.
No one knew where he come from, no one cared except me. Old Jed Bruce was a funny old man, but he meant all the world to me.
play, the woods would sing, and fill your hearts with joy. He'd even make the mountains ring when he played that soldier boy.
No one knew where he come from, no one cared except me. Old Judd Grills was a funny old man, but he meant all the world to me.
Then one day the wind, it died, took old Judd away. Wherever my old friend is now, he's playing there today. It's many years since I've been back, while traveling on my way. But sometimes on a summer's night, I hear his fiddle play. I hear his fiddle play.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Murder Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
And yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show here this morning. From his home in Oshawa, Ontario, we have a very special guest of honor, Big Al Traynor, singer-songwriter, and well-known bass player for the Smiley Bates Band over the years. With that, I'd like to welcome Big Al to our program this morning. Then we're going to follow with an all-time classic by Big Al that he wrote about his late friend Smiley Bates called The King of the Flat Top. We'll break for a message from the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival, and then come back with Smiley Bates himself and an all-time classic instrumental called the Bent River Boogie. With that, welcome in, friends, and now here is our good friend, Big Al Traynor. Good morning. How are you today?
Just fine. A little bit snowbound, but I'm fine other than that.
Exactly. I hear you. So we're paying tribute to your old boss, Smiley Bates, today. Do you, I'd imagine you have some stories you could share with us.
Oh, I have a lot of stories. I was with him for 25 years.
Yes, you were. Yes, exactly.
And I played bass for him. And
I also understand he had a way of bringing you on the stage, too.
Yeah, he used to call me. He said, on my right-hand side is my right-hand man, Shel Dalton, who plays the rhythm guitar.
Yes.
And he said, and on my left is the man who's built like the instrument that he plays. He said, this is my friend Al Traynor.
Yes.
And I played the big stand-up, eh?
Yes, yes,
the double
course.
Bass, if you want to call bass. It. And he was a great man to play with. Like he was a kind of a humble guy because he had the guitar that people heard, and you hear on the records and all that when you see him, and. He had very few other instruments. He said he had a Stradivarius.
Okay, which
and
is a fiddle.
And he called it a Strato, mm-hmm. but the violin that he played on the stage looked like it'd been hit by a truck.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Yes.
Oh my God! There was splinters out of it and holes in it and but it sounded good.
Yes, it did, yes. I'd imagine he played that on the master's hand.
That's right. That's what he would have played.
Yes.
And he'd, like, if his broke a string on the guitar, this is amazing. If he broke a string while he was playing,
mm-hmm.
he would tell you a story, and he'd change that string right on the stage.
Oh, is that right? Yes?
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
I watched him do this many times, and he'd just keep talking in the story that he was telling, and he'd put that string on, he'd tighten it up, and he'd tune it to ear.
Oh, is that right? Yes? He never had a tuner then.
He had perfect pitch.
Nice, nice, yes?
And he'd tune that string, and not only would he tune it, he would break the string off.
Oh wow!
He'd take the string in his fingers, yeah. And he'd squeeze it together, and he'd kink it.
Okay, yes, yes. And, like and you do just, with wire or what have you. Yeah.
That's exactly what yes. he would do. And okay. and he would roll the bit and he'd just throw the piece down the floor.
Wow.
I used to tell him, how are you doing that?
Exactly.
He said, yeah, well, I've had years of practice, Al.
I'd imagine, yes. It would take practice and a lot of strength, too.
Yes, and... Yeah. He when he played guitar, he'd play my guitar. I had a Martin guitar.
Okay.
And if anything ever happened with his guitar or something like that, he didn't have a string. If he didn't bring a string with him, he'd take my guitar and play it.
I see.
And I had a fiddle. He'd play my fiddle too if he didn't bring his fiddle. He'd always borrow something that we had, eh?
So he always had backup.
Always had backup whenever he's on the stage.
I see, yes.
And he'd do a banjo tune.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What did he call that? The
Bent River Boogie, I know, was one of them.
Oh, he wrote that. Yeah, okay. He wrote the Bent River Boogie. He wrote that at the cabin.
Yes, okay, yes.
So I don't know if you knew that, but Smiley lived in a cabin in Bent River.
Yes, okay, yes. Uh-huh.
And we used to go there on weekends.
And he
loved the fish, and he had a pond right outside his front door. There was a pond about 50 feet around.
Oh, wow.
And about 10 feet deep, and there was fish in it.
Did he ever stock it, or was it natural?
Oh, yeah, he stocked it. That's what I thought. He came out and fished there.
Yes, yes.
And he had two rabbits that he had tamed all over the times, eh? And he called one George Jones, and he called the other one Hank Snow.
I say yes.
And he said, let's go out and see George Jones or Hank Snow, and... He said, I got to feed them.
Yes.
And I didn't even know what he was talking about the first time. And he said, oh, George, come here. And he'd give him a little piece of lettuce, eh?
Yes, yes.
And they'd come right up to him.
Amazing. Very well tamed then.
Oh, very well tamed. And, yes. And his cabin was out of a long laneway and just a little one level.
Okay.
That's where he lived.
Yes, yes, in Bent River, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And...
That's also where he taught you how to recitate.
That's exactly where I learned how to do that. That's
yes.
right. I'd go there on the weekend, and he'd show me, now you got to do this now, Al, you got to do this.
Amazing.
You got to phrase. Phrasing is the whole master of the song.
Okay.
And he'd tell you how to phrase.
Yes.
He said, you know, you listen to what I do, and then you try and do it after me.
I see.
And it was neat when I got to learn how to do it. And then I got a lot of records out now with that on them.
Yes, you do, including some of the old Smiley Bates albums and songs, too, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I got some of his songs. Like, he wrote the song for a movie one time called Wedding in White.
Okay.
And that movie is still running today. He wrote the one leading song in that movie.
What would it have been?
Oh, I was trying to think of what it was now. Mm-hmm. That I'm thinking about what it was, but I can't. I
it's
can't
not
remember
old and
now.
Feeble. No.
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 I see. Well, we'll come back to that. I can edit this
yeah.
as well, Big Al, as you know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, it was quite a deal when he did it, anyway.
Amazing, yes.
And he showed us some little bits of guitar, but I couldn't follow him on the guitar. I mean, it was impossible.
It was so much advanced, exactly, yes.
And he'd come to Oshawa to go to Ambassador Records to record.
Okay. Okay.
And now, I don't know if you ever knew this or not, but he'd come early in the morning. Smiley was an early riser,
yes.
if you want to call him. He had his little bus that he'd drive in, the Smiley Bates Show on it.
Yes, okay, I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, okay. And he'd come to the house, and he'd come to my place, and anyway, he came one time, and he said, well, he said, I got it all fixed up. I said, what? He said, we got to go to Labrador. I said, got to go to Labrador? And he said, yeah, we got to go to Labrador. He said, we got to do a show there on the weekend. We're doing a Hank Snow special.
Okay, yes.
And I said, holy geez, Smiley, I can't go to on the weekend. And he said, yeah, you got to come. He said, I got the tickets for you and Bertha. I said, no, no. Oh, and incidentally, Bertha was my base.
Yes,
that's what he called
it. Yes, okay.
He said, I got a plane tickets for us to fly down to Labrador. I can't go. I said, I've already committed myself to go to there was a bluegrass country festival.
Okay.
That they called me up to go and play there, and I agreed.
Yes.
And I said, I can't leave those people like that.
Quite a short notice.
Yeah, I said, you got to leave me more. That's exactly what I said to him.
Yes.
You got to give me more notice, man.
Exactly.
You can't just walk in here and say, let's go in 2 days.
That's right.
Give me a warning.
Exactly. This is it.
And anyway, he was upset with me for not going.
Yes.
But I didn't go. I said, no, I got a commitment to the other people. I got to keep it.
Exactly. You got to keep with the ones that asked first. Exactly. So was there any hard feelings over that? Or?
Oh, he was a little upset for a while, but, I mean, he forgot it.
Yes, I see.
The next time we met, he forgot it.
Okay.
But the funny thing about it was he came in to do a recording at Paul Ambassador Records.
Yes.
And anyway, he
Paul
had
Evans,
a little milk stool.
I believe.
Paul Evans, yeah,
yes,
that's who it was.
Yeah.
So anyway, he carried a little milk stool. He'd bring that with him. We'd go in the studio. And he said, you're going to come in the studio with me. And he said, we're going to record. And we never played with him in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, he did everything by himself.
Oh, is that right? I see. Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Yes.
Yeah, and so he'd sit down in the stool, and he'd pull out of his pocket a Mickey. I don't know if you know what a Mickey was.
Yes, I do.
That's
yes.
What he called it.
Yes, yeah.
Of cherry whiskey.
Yes.
Yes, and he'd sit on the stool, and he'd drink that cherry whiskey, and he'd always be talking and telling stories and jokes and things like that, eh?
I see, yes.
And when he finished the bottle, he put the bottle down, he said, are you ready? And he'd tell Paul, are you ready? And he'd do every song only once.
Only once, okay, so he was another one-take person then.
He had it right the first time, every time.
Amazing, yes.
Yeah, and that was that. I got a real kick out of that because he really wasn't even loaded with that Mickey.
No,
no.
But he got it right down pat the first time. Well, that's great.
Yeah, he sure was friendly. Well, he had 11 fingers. You can sit and watch his hand going, and you can't follow it.
Okay, so it was like magical fingers. It was that fast.
Oh, unbelievable.
I see, yes.
And he'd do the Bent River Boogie and things like that and Guitar Chimes.
Okay,
and
yes, another one of his.
He wrote this, and he played this live, and he'd finish one song after another.
Amazing.
And he'd do 10 or 12 songs for the album.
I see, yes. Yes.
And you can buy those albums.
Yes, you can still, yes.
Yeah, yeah. they're available somewhere, yeah.
First time I ever saw him, first time we ever met. He played chimes on the flat top, a day I won't forget. He sang and played his flat top when all was said and done. People all around him knew that Bates was number one. Many a night we would play, long after the midnight hour, play the Bent River Boogie, and sometimes a Wildwood Flower. At his cabin in Bent River, the Smiley Band would play. Shell still plays his old guitar in Belleville every day. Thank you.
Big Al Trainer and Shel Dalton still play his songs today. We miss our old friend Smiley, the king has passed away. Down the road from Bent River, close to his old log home, there's a grave mark with a guitar on top of his headstone. A grave mark with a guitar on top of his headstone.
Favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Did you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell y'all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, following that interview with our good friend Big Al Trainer of Oshawa, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to a vinyl blast from Vinyl Pass weekend. But first of all, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that Vinyl Vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years to 1969. One of Smiley Bates' earliest recordings and records came out in that year called Songs of the Heart. With that mention, I would like to pay tribute to a song that is one of Smiley's all-time signature songs called Will You Love Me When I'm Old and Feeble. And I do understand that he wrote this song, among many others, but this is one of his all-time classics. With that, let's turn back the years to 1969 and remember an all-time classic called Will You Love Me When I'm Old and Feeble, played off the original 1969 album Songs of the Heart.
Will you love me when I'm old and feeble? Will you love me when I'm old and gray? When this heart of mine grows tired and weary, will you love me as you do today? When our children all grow up and leave us to have sweet families of their own, will you still be happy with me, darling? Will you still be happy in our home? Will you love me when I'm old and feeble? Will you love me when I'm old and gray? When this heart of mine grows tired and weary, will you love me as you do today? Shades of life begin to lower and fate descends upon our home. With gray in hair and hands that tremble, will all your love still be my own? This heart of mine grows tired and weary, will you love me as you do today?
Well, yes, friends, once again, we've reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to a couple of sacred songs here now. First of all, by Big Al Traynor, good friend of ours from Oshawa, Ontario, and a song called Little Mountain Church. And then we'll follow with Smiley Bates once again, the pride of Bent River, Ontario, and his all-time classic called Jesus Died Upon the Cross. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the second hour here this morning, and I would like to welcome y'all in.
There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord, where an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for a few coins a congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sunday best, we sat on pews of solid oak. I remember how our voices filled the air, how Mama sounded like an angel in them high soprano notes. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now,
cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words to base my life upon. Sunday singings, dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived, while the brothers and the sisters who've gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, the little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the words to base my life upon. I first heard the words to base my life upon.
Jesus died upon. Yes, he paid the highest cost for us sinners that still walking here today. And he asked us no reward, just respect him as our Lord. And for this we should get on our knees and pray. For he died without disgrace, not a frown upon his face, as the rusting nails they pierced his holy hands. And the thorns around his head turned his purple robe to red, and he gave his precious blood for you and me. Jesus died upon the cross, yes, he paid the highest cost for us sinners that's still walking here today. And he asked us no reward, just respect him as our Lord. And for this we should get on our knees and pray.
Track means a true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.